Jeffersonville. W233 AH Monticello.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some music by people that I know personally. I wonder if you've heard my program before. If you have, you know that I am really fascinated by singer-songwriters. And there are some musicians that I've listened to their music all my life. And when, say, Bob Dylan comes out with a new song or a new recording, I feel like I know that person. I listen to that music, and I've heard so many things that they've written that I feel like I know them. And then the truth is that I've never met Bob Dylan. I don't know James Taylor. I don't know Paul Simon. I think I know them because I know their music. And sometimes, you know, music can give you a completely different perspective on a person than what their face-to-face personality might be like. You might meet somebody that you've been listening to for years and feel like, wow, they're so different than I expected them to be. But there's something different when you have a friend, someone that you know personally, someone that you actually know, and they write music. For me, when the people that I know, the friends that I have are musicians, and I hear something that they've written, I hear it differently. I hear it through the context of who they are. And there's something really special about hearing music that friends of yours, people that you know, have written. And so on today's program, it's my pleasure just to pick just a couple, just a few, because there's so much talent out there in the world. So I myself have been a musician. I guess I was 5 years old when I decided that I was a musician. So I'm a little older now. And I've been playing and singing all my life, but I released my own music, my own songs, back in 2022. And when I went to do my recordings, it's one thing to have a band, but it's another to have to bring people into the studio, teach them your music, and then do a recording with them. So I was really lucky that one of the most talented bass player musicians that I know, a young man named Sam Smith, that's actually his name, Sam Smith, was available to not only learn my songs, but to record with me. And he is an amazing, a virtuoso instrumentalist, but also a really humorous and insightful and sarcastic sort of songwriter. He's a very jazzy sound. He has his own band called Art Thief. And we're going to hear three songs from Art Thief featuring Sam Smith singing and playing bass with his band. The first one is very jazzy. It's called Alley Cat. And then we're going to hear a song about a tribute to cannabis called Weed is Tight. And then we're going to hear another song called Stuck in Space. This is my friend Sam Smith, and this is his band, Art Thief.
Thank you. just wanna get high, and that's alright. I'll smoke some weed, cause I think weed is tight. I hope this feeling stays with me all night into tomorrow.
From home, I really miss my life, and I feel so alone.
We'll be right back.
I'm stuck in space. Stuck in space. That's Sam Smith, virtuoso bassist, lyricist, lead singer with his band Art Thief. So kind of the, well, not frantic energy, that kind of like really manic energy of youth, that incredible virtuosity, an amazing, so sophisticated and complicated music, but then at the same time, in the way that Frank Zappa used to present very complicated, serious music through the lens of humor. That first song, Alley Cat, and then, of course, I'm sure you appreciated Weed Is Tight. So you get the idea of that genre, of what his style is like. And what's amazing, when you know a musician and you're friends with somebody, they can bring what they have to offer and blend together and produce a whole different kind of music than you would by yourself. That's one of the most amazing things about having other musicians as friends. So back in, I released an EP of original songs in 2022, and it was in 2021 that I was actually in the recording studio in Brooklyn, and I asked Sam Smith to do my recordings with me. And so you kind of heard the nature of the music that he writes, but the part that he composed, I didn't tell him note for note what to play. I taught him. He learned the songs and he created his own part. And the part that he created to just blew me away, how he seemed to understand my music and add something of his own to it. I loved the way that he joined me in the song called Sleeping Outside. And there was also a cellist and a violinist that I had met at the Colony in Woodstock. And they contributed the string parts for the song. And it's a completely different composition and a completely different sound than it would have been if I had written everything myself. But I was lucky to have such talented friends. This song is called Sleeping Outside, and I'm Kathy Geary. It was released, my band is called Cloud Cover. Here we go.
As I sink into the ground, I become my eyes. As I sink into the ground, I become everything I see. Thank you.
That song was called Sleeping Outside, and I released that song in 2022 on an EP called Sky High. And I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and today's program, Music Songs by People That I Know. So there's a wonderfully gifted and very motivating songwriter, Elizabeth Rose. I wonder if you know Elizabeth Rose. I was introduced to Elizabeth Rose by meeting her at Rafter's Tavern, where she hosts an open mic and also performs very frequently with her band, Calicoon Station. But she, you know, and I was talking about what it means to know someone when you hear their songs, how it kind of changes how you hear their music. And it's interesting because you can know a musician, but I didn't understand the depth of Elizabeth Rose's commitment to music and how serious she is about music until I got to know her better. She's actually a member. She's on the board of directors of the Society of Composers and Lyricists, which is a national society. She creates musical programs that highlight women in music and foster diversity. She's the co-chair of the Society of Composers and Lyricists. She's the co-chair of the Song Arts Committee. And she created a thing called the Global Songdemic. It was a songwriting collaboration to energize musicians at the beginning of the pandemic. She's recorded and released a lot of music. She released two singles in February of 2023. The first called Maya Angelou, Songbird, and then another single called Burning the Candle at Both Ends. We're going to listen to both of these songs. She talks about these songs on her website, ElizabethRoseMusic.com. And the song Maya Angelou, you know, she's gone now, but she was an amazing woman with a very prolific outpouring of writing and poetry. And so I'll read you what Elizabeth Rose has to say about this song, and then we'll listen to it. In 1987, three celestial songbirds, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris, produced Trio, celebrated album of traditional and contemporary songs. In the 21st century, Miss Ronstadt's magnificent voice has been cruelly silenced by Parkinson's disease. Deeply affected by the loss of perhaps the greatest singer of a generation, I was moved to write an old-timey mountain song that harkened back to the days of traditional songwriters Stephen Foster, Jimmy Bland, the African-American composer best known for Carrying Me Back to Old Virginia. I imagined Linda, Dolly, and Emmylou harmonizing on my song in some alternate universe in which the trio is miraculously resurrected, and I'd ask them to sing the chorus, which begins, "Why does she sing when no one can hear her? Why does her music go on?" A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. And Elizabeth ends this this description. I didn't expect to get more than a sheet of Maya Angelou postage stamps, but I received a much greater gift. I got to stitch together this song to honor Miss Angelou and this trio of musical goddesses.
Why is the songbird alone on this mountain, singing her heart out a sweet melody? Once filled with laughter, her nest is now empty. So why does she sing to a lonely Why did she stay? Winter is nigh, and she shivers a little. Then she starts to sing, come what may. Why does she sing when no one can hear her? Why does her music go on? This bird doesn't sing because she has an answer. She sings because she has a song. So many songbirds have sung on this mountain. Their songs celebrated wherever you roam. From the top of a pine, her sweet song comes again. Not a body shall hear it, 'twill linger unknown. Why does she sing when no one can hear? This bird doesn't sing because she has an answer. She sings because she has a song. She sings because she has a song.
She won a swimsuit 1990. Now she plays with hearts like Tinker toys. But the bottle wants to dry her looks up and turn her skin to corduroy. Rumor has it that she married a cutie, a hard-working hometown boy. But she ran around and she lost her way. Now she's found herself some liquid joy. She'll be there tonight, stuck to the bar. After they've packed up the last guitar, she's the life of the party. She's your lifelong friend. She's burning the candle at both ends. Burning the candle at both ends. Starts to clean up, she starts to get a bit uptight. Try to pick her up, she won't refuse it, but you'll wind up in the lost and found. While she takes her place at the dewdrop inn for another night empty rounds, she'll be there tonight, stuck to the bar. After they've packed up the last guitar, she's your lifelong friend. She's burning a candle at both ends. Burning a candle at both ends. There's a faded memory that flickers through the night. Love can take her home again, but until she sees the light. She'll be there tonight, stuck to the bar. the last guitar. She's the life of the party. She's your lifelong friend. She's burning the candle at both ends. Burning the candle at both ends. Burning the candle at both ends. She's burning the candle at both ends.
Elizabeth Rose with her original song, Burning the Candle at Both Ends. And right before that, we heard the song that she dedicated to Maya Angelou, Songbird. So, I'm lucky. I'm Kathy Geary. And this is Now and Then. And on today's program, it's songs by people that I know. I'm lucky to have such good friends, to have such talented friends. So, the thing that I value about a musician is that drive to write songs, to be a songwriter, and then to feel the need to express yourself in music, something that you can't resist. Maybe it's not your full-time job. Maybe it's not your day job. Maybe you're a lifeguard like Tim Gannon, or you know, a variety of different professions that people have. And yet they're still musicians first and foremost. So Tim Gannon has been on my program performing live for us here in the studio. And he's one of these, he's got a certain style. There's something about a song that I know that he's written, and I know that it's his song just from knowing who he is. He was with a band, that was very popular in our area, back in 2018, 2019, in that time frame, Mountain Wave. But now he's got another band called the Holiday Ramblers, and it's Stephen Baird and Timothy Gannon and David Welsh. And we're going to hear two songs from the Holiday Ramblers with Timothy Gannon. We'll start with a song called Lilacs, and then When I Go Away. This is the Holiday Ramblers.
Where I would die, lay my bones in the dirt near the willow tree. Leave
The Holiday Ramblers, and that's Tim Gannon's band. And I'm Kathy Gear. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, I'm focusing on music written by people that I know, friends of mine, I'm very lucky. We're lucky to have this kind of talent right here where we live. And, you know, getting out and hearing live music is really special. There was a compilation of a lot of local musicians that was released in 22 called the Catskill Compilation. And we're going to listen to some individual tracks from this collection. There's a good friend of mine, Caswyn Moon. If you've been listening to my program at all in the past couple years, I've had Caswyn Moon on the show live at least 4 or 5 times before Radio Catskill moved to our fabulous new installation here on Route 52 outside of Liberty. We were in Jeffersonville in a little two-story house next to the dam on Lake Jeffersonville where we were hydropowered. And that's where I started broadcasting. And one of the very first times I ever had a live musician on my show, back in the early days, I like to think of it, it was when, and I had Caswyn Moon on. And I guess that was back in 15 or 16. But in any event, we're going to listen to a song by Caswyn Moon from the Catskill compilation. This is called Cobain Retreat, as in Kurt Cobain. This is Caswyn Moon.
See in your Cobain retreat, 'cause I don't wanna sit by myself. I'm looking for something to help me feel nothing. Sometimes those highs got me low, so I crawl back and lay on this bed that I made, and I think of my worries and feel on the bed. Nothing but love ever seemed to go away in the end. So I'd put in, I'd stash it, I'd hide it away. Put in, I'd stash it, I'd hide it away. Put in, I'd stash it, I'd hide. Something to help me feel nothing, and sometimes those highs get me low. But now I fall back asleep on this bed that I make, and I dream of my worries and put them to bed. 'Cause nothing but love ever seemed to go away.
That was Caswyn Moon from the Catskill compilation. That song is called Cobain Retreat. From that very same compilation, you might have heard Mike Brown. He plays, often plays in our area when he's in town. This song is called Sticks and Glue.
until the morning light is glowing. It's the first time that I've felt in years anything about me that's worth showing. Met my heart with sticks and glue and set it to a rhythm that your legs can use. You can hold my hand till the morning comes, but sooner or later our days are done. The best is yet to come.
Sticks and Glue. That's by Mike Brown. And that was featured on the Catskill compilation, Volume 1. So we're going to hear a couple more songs from the same compilation. I just really enjoy it. Julian Jamo wrote a song called Differences. This is Julian Jamo.
Parking lot, but you wouldn't know that, 'cause you had to go back to Tennessee. Wish we had another day to dig a bit deeper, to see a bit clearer our history. You were once the closest to my heart. Miles never pushed us any farther.
farther apart. So, what's the difference? Remember when we bought a bus and gutted the inside, painted the whole thing like a limousine? And Debbie bought it off of us, a hard thing to part with. Now that's where her son lives, he's 23. There's a part of me that won't look back. There's a part of me that won't cut you any slack. But I know there's no difference. We are the same, who am I to throw shame? I've disappointed a few in my day. So I know we're no different. Parking lot, I thought you should know that. I hope you come back to visit me.
Julian Jamo, Differences. That's from the Catskill compilation. We're going to hear another song from Volume 2 of the Catskill compilation. This is Shane Renison, and the song is called Ghosts.
After all this time, you look right.
That song was called Ghost by Shane Renison. So the whole program today was about friends and people that I know that are actual musicians and that write songs. I really have fun going out and hearing live music here in our area. It's really a very rich experience we have right here. And if you're curious about some of the songs I played, especially in the second half of the program, you can listen to the Catskill Comp online. It's at Catskill Comp, C-O-M-P, CatskillComp.weebly.com. CatskillComp.weebly.com. That's a weird address. Anyway, it's been really fun sharing this music with you today. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, lots of incredibly talented friends and local musicians. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed the songs. I hope it lifted your spirits, and I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. Radio Catskill. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.